Last weekend, Albany hosted a youth summit online with several speakers, moderators, and a number of local teens chiming in on what they're seeing in civic life these days. The whole event ran over 2.5 hours. Here is a snippet of what was said.
Hello. My name is Olivia Sturgis. I'm 17 years old. I'm the president of the youth NAACP. I think going back to how the Black Panthers had did it, regulating in the 1960s, coming into our communities and taking it amongst ourselves and putting together and policing ourselves together to go straight to the question is an extremely powerful way to impact the youth. Relying on that, I would say watching over our younger ones, being the mentor to the ones coming up right behind us, making sure that we're giving them opportunities, letting them do what we should have been doing or could have been doing, where we fell short, making sure we find the best ways to the best of our abilities that we can look and we can reach that hand, and just making sure we're policing ourselves inside of our own community may be a strong tool to our continue forward in the movement.
Hello, I'm Christiane Richardson, 10th grade at Shaker High School, and I have watched the Faith episode of Soul of a Nation about the violence that the Black church has seen and the different changes in secular influence that the Black church has been facing. And I just wanted to get into like the violence perspective. This episode was scarring for me, and to put it simply, because I didn't think that people that had faith in a higher power and strive to make good choices in their lives and help others could be targeted. But racism and hatred doesn't really care what you believe in or who you believe in. As long as you have a certain complexion, you can be a target. And people like Felicia Sanders and Brent John have both lost loved ones that have been targets of racism and hate, but their faith, which was the main part of this episode, has helped them to move on, helped them to forgive and not let those who have killed their loved ones keep them hostage mentally. And so as a community, we must use faith to help us heal and keep our hearts soft and warm and not let them become hard and cold, or else we become a part of the problem. We must use our faith to connect with each other and to be there for each other and to provide whatever gifts we've been given to advance our community, to help others and provide safety. And faith can be a shield. I am a Christian. I believe that faith can be used as a shield. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16 says, "Protect yourselves from the flaming arrows of the evil one." So we must use the things that we believe in to enhance our care for each other and combat any violence or hatred that tries to influence us negatively in order to create that safe community we know we can have.
Thank you. Well, thank you for your answer. We appreciate it.
I have something to say. My name is Jada Gary. I'm a senior at Albany High School. And I wanted to say, before, I think we can have a community where police is not so heavily involved. But I feel like what the question you're saying, like, how can young people help? And if it, like, will it be better? I feel like we already had that. I feel like we kind of already have that. It's just not as prominent now. Because I feel like back in the day, I feel like it was more prominent. You had like someone who would make sure everybody doing what they doing, make sure the kids doing what they doing, make sure it ain't no real, like a lot of violence going on, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like as now it's getting worse, and it's kind of hard to stop it. Because it's like, once this problem happened, you got to go fix that. And there's another problem, and there's another problem. So I feel like we got to do like, I feel like we got to be more in the homes. And I feel like us youth, I really think I think the community programs is really great for us, because I feel like we all get together and really like talk to each other and help each other out. I think that's really great. And I think we already have the basis for this, you know, for this. We already know what to do. I just feel like we need to apply more pressure to it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so I got this poem, and it's called The Little Girl. All right. As I lay, my mind continues to race against the unknown. Better yet, I feel like I'm being chased by demons and evil spirits, and I can't seem to escape. My eyes closed, attempting to arrest, only to abruptly awake to the sounds of my own cries that come from the pit of my soul. People look me right in my eyes, but they don't even know that I feel like I'm gonna lose it. My emotions are out of control. My heart feels like a bomb. Tick, tick. It's about to explode. I'm trying to pick up the pieces. It's kind of hard when they're missing. Gotta rewind, hit play, and start over from the beginning. Only this time I need someone who's willing to sit and listen to the little girl inside of me who wasn't getting any attention. She's ripping through my flesh. I feel her blood running through my veins. I'm carrying this weight, but it's not mine. This is her pain. I feel her tears on my face coming down like a storm's rain. We are constantly connected. She is the link that completes my chain. I hear her voice not speaking to me. She's speaking through me. Can't you tell when my words aren't spoken fluently? Can somebody please hear what I'm not saying? Because she's speaking through me. She needs her voice heard. So when I speak, you should listen to me. That big smile I wear is hers. She never had the chance to show it. It was buried alive, but I dug it up. I will forever expose it. Now her damaged little heart can heal. She put it in my hands to hold it. If I had to, I would die just so she could live with no memory of being beaten, battered, or broken. I'm all grown up now, but I'm a little girl in disguise. I may be living, but the little girl inside is what keeps me alive. I'm the body, she's the soul. Without her, I can't survive. Excuse me. You never fully understand because you don't know shit about my life. But instead of you judging me, you should ask me the question why. Why do you run away from the truth but are quick to embrace a lie? Why do those that you keep closest to your side are never the ones down to ride? Why are the deaf people the only ones listening to your screams and your cries, and the blind people see your invisible pain that you cover up and try to hide? Why do you scream out in agony in the middle of the night and you cling to the darkness as if you're afraid of the light? But I see you looking at me and you ask me the question why, but I don't have those answers. Next time, ask the little girl inside.
Thank heaven our young are watching and listening and are mulling the future beyond the defensiveness of their elders. Look up the full youth summit on the Facebook page of Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan, as well as at A Block at a Time's website and Facebook page. This has been Paul Smart for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.